What do you do when life's trials ambush you? Trials are unavoidable, and they often appear when you least expect them. But here's the surprise. James, in his letter, says you should actually count these trials as joy, because every trial you face has the potential to develop steadfastness in your faith. And with God's wisdom, you can navigate through these challenges with strength and purpose. Here's Stephen Davey with today's message from God's Word.
Well, today we set sail on our wisdom journey into a brand new book, the book of James. And I got to warn you, this little book, which you can read in about 30 minutes or less, is going to challenge every corner of your heart, every single area of your life. It's not going to leave us any room to hide anything. Now, here in verse 1, the author introduces himself as James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, most evangelical scholars put the clues together and conclude that this is James, the half-brother of Jesus, born to Mary and Joseph sometime after the virgin birth of Jesus. Matthew 13 actually gives us the names of these half-brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Jude. Jude will later write that little book of Jude right next to the book of Revelation. Well, this particular James went on to become the pastor teacher of the church in Jerusalem and a very influential leader in the early church. And I say all of that to point out this one thing. James doesn't start off his letter by writing James, the half-brother of Jesus, or even James, the influential pastor of the Jerusalem church, or James, the man who grew up in the same house as Jesus did. None of that. Simply, James, a slave, literally, of God and of the Lord Jesus. I'm just a slave of the Lord Jesus. Imagine that humility. James's writing, now verse 1 informs us, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. Now these are Jewish believers who've been scattered, dispersed throughout the Roman Empire. They've been exiled because of their faith in Christ, and now they're scattered abroad. Well, now with that, James really doesn't waste any time here with more introductions. He kind of jumps right to it here in verse 2. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Now, immediately, James gives us four truths about trials and tribulations. Here's the first one. Trials are unavoidable. You'll notice James does not write, consider it all joy if you encounter trials. No, he writes, when. Trials and tribulations are going to come, beloved. You don't have to go looking for problems. They're going to find you all by themselves. Now, by the way, James doesn't say here that if you have enough faith, trials will leave you alone, or if you're really following Jesus, you're going to leave all your troubles behind. Well, let me tell you, beloved, we are not God's sheltered people. We are God's scattered people to this day and until that day when God finally calls us home. Secondly, James tells us that trials are unlimited. When you meet trials of various kinds. Well, various means multicolored, multidimensional. In other words, they come in all kinds of packages, all kinds of shapes and sizes. They might involve your health, your finances, your past, your relationships, your hopes, your children, on and on and on and on. They are unlimited in the way they can impact your life. Third, James says that trials are unexpected. The New King James translates this phrase, when you fall into various trials. Well, that's a good translation because that word sort of pictures for us the idea of a suddenness, a sudden fall into exposure to some trial. The word translated trial here is linked to the Greek word pirates, which gives us our English word pirates. So here's the picture. Hey, you're just sailing along when suddenly a pirate ship appears. You're unprepared, unsuspecting, but all of a sudden, you're in the clutches of the pirates of tribulation. You've been ambushed by trouble. So what do you do? Well, James writes here, consider it all joy when you're invaded by pirates. Well, you might think that since James is an apostle, you know, he's a pastor, he's famous, the half-brother of Jesus, he's supposed to say things like that. That's what he gets paid to do. But the word for consider it all joy, is a financial term that means to calculate, to evaluate, to sum total it up. In other words, as slaves belonging to God, we can calculate that whatever happens to us has been granted permission from our master. He's not planning on destroying us. He's planning on developing us. James writes further here in verse 3, and you need to know this, the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete. That means undivided and mature, lacking in nothing. Now, we're going to need wisdom to view the trials of life with that kind of perspective, aren't we? Verse 5 promises that God's wisdom then is available. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, and in this context, in how to calculate things with this perspective, well, if any of you lacks that kind of wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. In other words, God isn't going to rebuke you for asking, and he's not going to get tired of you asking again and again and again. Now, James does add this condition in verse 6. He writes, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Well, you might read that and think, well, that rules me out because I have doubts all the time. Well, that isn't the kind of doubting James is writing about. He calls the one who's doubting here double-minded in verse 8. That can be translated double-hearted or literally double-souled. It describes someone who's doubting whether they really want to follow the Lord at all. They aren't really sure they want God's wisdom. They doubt they need it. They're fine without it. That's the kind of doubt James is referring to here. God isn't going to give wisdom to people who don't want it. Now, here's the fourth truth about trials. Verses 9 through 11 inform us that trials are impartial. That is, they come to both poor people and rich people alike. When trials come, James encourages the poor believer here to boast in his exaltation. That is, rejoice in his position in Christ. The wealthy person, when facing trials, should rejoice that his trust is not in his money, but in his master. James writes here in verse 12, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Now, you need to understand this crown of life here is not referring to eternal life. You can't earn that through suffering. This is a special reward for those who have suffered with joy. Well, now here in verse 13, James shifts from trials to temptations. God uses trials to develop us, but he will never use temptation to deceive us. James writes here in verse 13, God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Well, here's the source of temptation. Verse 14, each person is tempted when he's lured and enticed by his own desire. What that means is we are most often to blame. So if we embrace sin, if we don't take responsibility for it, if we leave it unconfessed and unchecked, it can lead to a death-like existence for the believer. What that means is we're going to lose our testimony. We're going to forfeit our fruitfulness. We're going to lose that joy we have that comes from fellowship with our Lord. Well, now with that, James moves on to give us one of Satan's key strategies. He won't necessarily try to get you to discard your Bible, but to disregard your Bible. He's actually happy, by the way, if you learn the Bible, but never choose to live it out. And to that danger, James adds this warning here in verse 22. So be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James uses the illustration here of someone looking at his reflection in a mirror and then just walking away. Verse 24, he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. Well, James is effectively asking, and he has this little touch of humor, who would do such a thing? See, looking at a mirror usually leads us to take some kind of emergency action. Our reflection leads us to make some repairs. Well, in the same way, the person who looks into the mirror of God's Word ought to do some repair work on his heart and mind. Now, if you're a doer of the Word, it's going to give you, among other things, a heart of compassion. James writes about that here in verse 27. He talks about caring for orphans and widows in their affliction. In other words, you're going to care about people who can't pay you back as you demonstrate the Word of God. Now, this is a lot of information, isn't it? So where do we start? Well, let's start where James started. Let's tell Jesus that we're just grateful to be his slaves, to simply have him as our master. That's a great place to start. And remember that as you walk with him, your master, today. And until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is the Wisdom Journey. Today's lesson is called The Pirates of Tribulation. Life's trials can feel like sudden storms or pirate attacks, but with God's wisdom, we can persevere with joy. Trials develop your faith and strengthen your trust in the Lord. So, live as a doer of His Word, anchored in Christ and ready to stand firm no matter what comes your way. You can learn more about us by visiting wisdomonline.org. There you'll find Stephen's entire Bible teaching ministry, including daily broadcasts and hundreds of sermons. We post each day's broadcast on the homepage, so if you miss a lesson, you can catch up right away. Previous broadcasts are also available if you want to revisit older teachings. The best part? The audio and video of every lesson is available free and on demand. Visit wisdomonline.org anytime to access Stephen's library and daily broadcasts. Join us next time on this Wisdom Journey.